USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least four U.S. embassies around the globe were requesting to be able to fly the rainbow flag in honor of LGBT Pride Month. However, the State Department said no. And Vice President Mike Pence says that's the right decision.
I'm aware that the State Department indicated that on the flagpole of our American embassies that one flag should fly, and that's the American flag, and I support that.
Some diplomatic missions went ahead and displayed the rainbow flag in other areas, just not on the flagpole where the United States flag flies. The shooting of former Major League player David Ortiz is the act of hitman, according to his assistant Leo Lopez, who says the shooting Sunday night was not robbery motivated. The 43-year-old Ortiz now being treated at a Boston hospital. He was flown there on a plane provided by the Red Sox yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
A Los Angeles County deputy sheriff fighting for his life after being shot in the head while getting fast food while off duty. He was at a Jack in the Box where this worker there says,
when I heard a loud bang, I didn't know what it was at first, you know, I was surprised. I see customers running everywhere like crazy, you know, fleeing. That's when I go and lean over and check and I see the body on the ground.
The deputy, whose name's not been released, is reportedly in critical condition. There is no apparent motive for the shooting, and there's no word on whether the shooter is in custody. Authorities are still investigating yesterday's fatal helicopter crash in New York City. The chopper crashing onto the roof of a building in Midtown Manhattan, killing the pilot. The weather was rainy and overcast at the time, but authorities are also, while looking into what caused the crash, looking into why the pilot was flying in restricted airspace as Trump Tower is just a few blocks away from the crash scene. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The latest now on the U.S. jobs market. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
U.S. employers hiring the most people on record in April, while the number of open jobs was largely unchanged, evidence that the job market remains solid. The Labor Department's Monday report showing businesses filled 5.9 million jobs in April, 4.2% more than in March, and the most since records began. On Friday, the government said employers added a week 75,000 jobs in May, after 224,000 were added in April. But those monthly figures are net totals, while the 5.9 million is a total count of all hiring.
The Mexico tariff deal sparks a positive bump on Wall Street. In fact, stocks up for a sixth trading session in a row. On Wall Street, the Dow gaining almost 79 points to close at 26,062, the NASDAQ up 81 points, and the S&P 500 up 13 points. And you have to be wealthy and healthy to visit a bed and breakfast in space.
How would you like to visit the International Space Station? Well, a select few who have the money may be able to do it as soon as next year. A round-trip ticket expected to cost around $58 million, and accommodations will run about $35,000 per night for trips of up to 30 days long. Only two visitors will be allowed per year, and they have to meet the same medical standards, training, and certification procedures as regular crew members. I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.